Okay. Now, I know I'll get in trouble with people who really like their notes because I'm kind of skipping some stuff. So for those of you who want the notes there, after the spin, it says, think about three appreciation stories. Spend 3 minutes soaking in them. Look and listen for God's peace. Ask for more appreciations. And bounce between appreciations. And notice any new memories that comes up. Okay. So, what was it like for you to just soak in your appreciations? Cool. So Kim says as she focused on appreciation, she saw Emmanuel's presence in each one of them. Sweet. Deal?
By doing the three, my first one kind of gives me a peace. My second story makes me laugh and smile. And the third story gives me peace. So
kind of a peace sandwich.
Yeah.
If you couldn't hear Dale, she said her first story gave her peace, her second one made her laugh, and her third one gave her peace. Peace sandwich. Cool. Okay. Any volunteers willing to share just the name of your appreciation stories? Let's hear some appreciation names. Just fire them out loud. Table of Love.
Fountain of Joy and Laughter.
Daddy's Lap.
Daddy's Lap.
I heard one up here.
Special People.
Mother's Haircut.
Mother's Haircut.
Ease and Spirit.
Clean House.
Shared Beauty. Okay, folks, the naming it is such an important step. Because for one thing is, it gives us, in essence, a hook on the wall that we can grab hold of. Okay? In my recovery manual for men wrestling with pornography and sexual addictions, I have them do an appreciation wall where they do this appreciation exercise daily or multiple times a day. And they write the name of those on this high-tech sheet I have that's, you know, just appreciation wall on the top and two columns of blank lines. And what I tell the guys all the time is that once you build your appreciation wall, guess what you can do when you're in a funk? You can just go back and read the names. And just reading the names of those appreciation will help turn your brain back on. Okay? But in the context of Share Emmanuel, where we're doing Emmanuel prayer with one another, guess what it does? Is if you get stuck in pain, I can just say the name of your appreciation and it will help start drawing you out of the thorns. And so that's why we're spending this time focusing on getting our appreciations named. And that's also why we take turns telling your appreciations to one another. Yeah, that's another line on the notes. And then we retell each other's appreciation because it just helps sink that appreciation into a deeper place of experiencing. Okay, what I need now real quickly though is I need three volunteers to come up and sit in these chairs. So I need three brave people to come sit up. I'm really not going to ask you to say anything much, hardly. I just need you for a visual effect. All right, thanks, Dolores. All right, one more brave person. Take a chair, any chair. All right, what I want you to see about these three chairs, and I always butcher this illustration, so hopefully I'll get it right for the first time, is, I'm sorry, your hair is covering over your name tag, so Rachel. Okay, Rachel is sitting here in what we call the God chair. All right? And
Jeremiah
is in the appreciation chair. And Dolores is in the interactive chair. And you say, what in the world does that mean? Well, I'll explain it. So, Rachel, can you just say something?
I
Okay. Did you hear anything, Jeremiah?
Yes.
What did you hear?
Hello.
Hello. But did you see God say that? Do you know? If you had not seen her sit there, would you have any idea who it was, what it was? No.
No.
Okay. What about you, Dolores? What did you hear and see?
I heard hello, and I saw that Rachel said it.
And you saw that Rachel said it. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a real simple illustration to show that when we're in appreciation, we may hear and sense things from God, but we're often not real sure they really came from God. Okay? Another aspect of it is, you know, imagine that Rachel is God, or the sun, S-U-N, sun. If the sun is right here, what is Jeremiah going to feel? Warmth of the sun. But guess what? He's not going to know that it's the sun. He's just going to know that he feels warmth. Dolores over here will still feel the warmth, but she'll also see the source of that warmth. Now, what you need to understand, though, is both these seats are wonderful seats. It's wonderful to feel the warmth of the sun. It's wonderful to hear God speaking. But they're different. And so, one of the things that we do in Share Emmanuel is learning to identify what seat we're in. Because when we're in the appreciation seat, we feel the impact of God. We feel the goodness of it. We feel like those words we use to, you know, our appreciation observations. We have that list of words that we feel. But when we're in the interactive seat, we have a little bit more clarity because we can see that God's actually doing it. And again, here is also where doing Emmanuel in community is really helpful. Because there's been many times when I've been leading someone in Emmanuel prayer that they're describing something and it's very clear to me that God's speaking because I'm in this seat and I can, in essence, see and know that God's speaking. And they'll say, well, I heard this, but I don't know it's God. Well, guess what I can say? Well, that sounds an awful lot like God to me, and I think I see Him speaking right now. And so understanding these seats helps us know where we're at. Now, the other cool part about it is, oftentimes, in fact, Kim had a great example of it. She said she was spending time in an appreciation seat, focusing on her appreciations, and then all of a sudden, her eyes kind of opened, and she saw right where Jesus was in those places. So guess what Kim did? She broke the rules, and she jumped ahead, and she went from the appreciation seat to the interactive seat. And guess what? That often happens. But it's... Okay, you can take your seats back now. But the point of that illustration is just to recognize that sensing God's presence sometimes comes in different ways. Okay, for example, when I first went to my first Thrive event and they were describing the Emmanuel process and stuff and people were talking about getting a picture or seeing Jesus... Well, I was real frustrated because I wasn't seeing Him at all. But guess what? I was getting a sense of His presence. But because I didn't see Him the way others were describing, I didn't think I was making any headway. Well, I was in an appreciation seat. And Jesus was revealing His goodness to me and His warmth. And in those appreciations. And so it's helpful to know which chair that we're in. Let's see, where am I? Oh, the other part of the, you know, being in the interactive chair versus the appreciation chair is it helps when the facilitator is in an interactive place because the most common thing that I hear people say in doing Emmanuel prayer is, well, I have this thought, but I think I'm making it up. Even in seeking appreciation, we do an appreciation exercise at the beginning of our worship services on Sundays. And I can give you a whole bunch of examples of that, but have to restrain for time's sake. But one thing that's in, that I invariably, when we have new people there or whatever, I explain it this way is, you know, think of it this way. If God can do anything in our world, depending on where you're coming from a theological paradigm, if he can do anything in the world, how hard would it be for him to remind us of something we can appreciate? You know, on the scale of reminding me of something to appreciate versus dividing the Red Sea or raising Lazarus from the dead, you know, I think it's pretty low on the difficulty scale. So when I ask Jesus to remind me of something that I appreciate and something I haven't thought about in years pops in my head, why would I question whether that's from him? Because that's our human nature. And because the enemy is always trying to convince us that we're not hearing from him. But recognizing that simple principle helps so much. Because you're not making it up. You asked, and the memories come to mind. So just give it the chance that it might really be from him. And go and see where it takes you. Okay? This next exercise we're going to do is helps us move from the appreciation seat to the interaction seat. And that is that I want us again to focus on our appreciations, but I want us to keep an eye open for exactly what Kim described. Focus on your appreciation, but just look for where Jesus might be. Or even ask him in the appreciation, Jesus, where are you? So let's pray and focus on our appreciation. So Jesus, we just ask that you'd remind us, each one of us, of our three appreciation places again. Help us to rotate through them as you want us to. But as we do that, Lord, open the eyes of our hearts to see where you are, to perceive your presence, whether we see an image of you, whether we just sense your delight, just in whatever form we are able to do that, Lord, we just ask that you make us aware of your presence in these appreciation memories. So just invite him for yourself. Jesus, please remind me of my appreciations and reveal your presence to me. And then look, listen, and feel for God's interaction. Again, as you feel your appreciation, ask him to help you perceive his presence right here and right now. If an interactive connection comes up, write it down. Just write down what he's showing you. And if not, just continue to cycle through your appreciations. But if you're in an interactive place, just ask Jesus, Jesus, what do you want me to know here? What do you want me to see? What do you want me to perceive? If you're not in an interactive place, just try bouncing back and forth quickly between different appreciations. Sometimes that triggers an interactive response. And ask Jesus, Jesus, is there anything else? Is there anything else you want to show me? Are there any other memories you want to bring up? How do you want to connect with me today? If anyone is in a stuck place or feeling frustrated, just go back to your appreciation and focus on that. And for everyone else, just take a couple minutes to, a minute or so, to just thank Jesus for what he's shown you. And now let's take just a couple minutes to, with your partner, just tell them your story. Tell them what happened for you. And if you have time, then retell one another's stories back to one another. But I'm going to shortchange you on time. Yeah, I am.
That's a break.
Yes, right after this.